podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to your team news ahead of game week 31. There's a lot of questions out there, Neil. There's a lot of quandaries and problems and people wondering what to do with certain players. So this, for many, is the most important stream of the week. How are you?
Quite right as well. Yeah, not too bad, yeah. I mean, one of the questions, of course, is what is fantasy football?
Yes, I know. Oh, Jurgen Klopp channeling his inner Dean Smith with that comment. I'd like to think he kind of misheard it. He thought he might have said fancy football.
And yes.
It's kind of like what my dad would think.
Feeling the sort of full disinterest. I mean, I can't believe you get through, what, like 50 years of involvement in football and not hear about fantasy football. But
We'll
come on to that in a second. Yeah, because it was a big update from Klopp on Trent, amongst other things.
Yes. Yeah. My dad insists on calling it football fantasy, which it winds me up. I don't know. I don't know if he does it because he now believes that's what it's called, or whether it's just one of it. He also calls COVID, which really annoys me as well. I don't know. I think he's, God knows.
You get mixed up with the bread money.
The bread. Probably. Something like that. Anyway, enough of my dad. Let's go straight into, what you just mentioned, and probably the question mark that most people are wondering, which is what is going on with Trent? It's Liverpool-Watford. First game tomorrow. What do we know?
Well, we know he's back in full training. As of today, I think up until this point, he's been doing individual rehab work on the training ground. Of course, he pulled out of the England squad with his hamstring problem that was diagnosed, I think, a fortnight or so ago. But Klopp was expecting him to train fully today. And he says that such has been the hard work of the physios and the medical staff that the physicality nature of Trent's recovery shouldn't be an issue. So he's not concerned about throwing him straight back in. But he did say that match rhythm might be an issue. So he may be setting us up for either a benching or non-involvement. He said it would be a tight race for Trent, but it was still possible. So he's not ruling anything out. I still think I'm leaning towards not starting, given what's to come for Liverpool. They've got to think that the Man United Cup game after that. So four big matches. Man City Cup game after that. So four big matches to come within the space of a fortnight after this Watford home game, which is an eminently winnable game with even your second string, you'd think. So going off Klopp's words, yes, it looks way more positive than it did a fortnight ago. I'd still probably be siding with a benching, I think.
Yeah, that's what I think as well.
Yeah.
I'm just going to try and sort my webcam out, Neil, because for some reason I've gone into darkness. Do you want to talk a bit more about Watford? Potentially, or other Liverpool lose while I...
The rest of Liverpool's pretty straightforward. Naby Keita's the only concern. He came back from international duty with Guinea, tried to train, but then felt it again. I think it's a knee issue, as far as I'm aware. So they're going to see how he is today. But apart from that, Klopp says pretty much everyone's available. He did mention about returning internationals. Of course, we've seen Salah and Mane on the first rider. It's about 210 minutes in total. He says the Tuesday or Saturday turnaround's no bother in terms of, energy levels. But he did say that travel is an issue, a factor in his plans. He said some of them only arrived yesterday. I don't think that's Salah, because I'm sure I've seen him in training on Thursday. But the Brazilian lot, I think the South American lot, Fabinho and Luis Diaz, I think, were in action in the early hours of Wednesday. So I'm suspecting he's referring to those two, amongst others. But injury-wise, we're fine. As for Watford, they're also in pretty rude health. I think it's just Kwadwo Bar. He was a fantasy footnote. I don't know if he's even been on the pitch this season. He was the only player name-checked by Hodgson yesterday. Fit as well, played for Senegal over the international break. Again, he logged up a lot of minutes for his national team. And they've got informed players like Coutinho to contend with. So they've got, five players playing for those three spots. But between both sets of players, sets of teams, then very little.
I think between us, Neil, we're having all the issues. Your connection keeps cutting in and out. And my webcam is just completely, I don't know what it's doing. It just keeps turning.
Are we still on there?
We're still on, barely. We just carry on. I don't. My camera came back on and now it's gone off again. I don't know what's going on with it. I've checked all the connections and it looks fine. But we just carry on and kind of hope for the best. Okay, next game, Brighton versus Norwich. The worst performing teams in English football? 5 losses each, is it, or something? Probably more for Norwich.
I think it's six. I might be wrong. Yeah, but it's pretty bad. Yeah, who's going to come out on top on this one? Because Brighton, I wouldn't say they're getting sucked into the relegation fight just yet, but you're going to get to watch out because teams are picking up points below them. And, you know, a win here would see them through, I'm sure, because it would keep another team at bay. But injury-wise, Norwich have got a few issues heading into this one. Josh Sargent will be assessed for an ankle problem. He turned his ankle in training. Omar Bamadeli and Ida are long-term injuries. Kabak's joined them on the long-term injury list as well. Picked up a muscle problem with Turkey. Max Ahrens is out. He's had a hamstring problem. He's also been ill as well, so he hasn't been back in training. Brandon Williams, this game might come too soon for him. He's had, I think, an ankle problem, and he's been back on the grass, but Dean Smith says this weekend might be just a bit too soon. And yeah, as I say there, Josh Sargent will be assessed. I think he was in a protective boot, so it doesn't sound great. More positively, Hanley's fit and Zimmerman's fit. But we'll swiftly move on, because I'm sure not many folk are interested in Norwich. Brighton will be a bit more interest, I'm sure. Particularly in Robert Sanchez, who will still be on a lot of people's benches and might be needed with Ramsdale out. I know he's my substitute keeper at the moment, Robert Sanchez. So Potter says they were both him and Tarik Lamptey are fine. There was rumours of COVID, I think, in both cases. Lamptey was ill, and then Sanchez withdrew from the Spain squad with personal reasons. According to the Spanish FA, that was suggested that it could be COVID, but they both trained this week, so we're expecting them to be fine. Not so much. Webster, Lallana, and Caicedo as well. They're all out. Webster was, we thought, would be back, but he's had another setback. That's his second setback, and he's out of this one. But I think he's back on the grass, so we haven't got too long to wait for him.
Wow. Webster and Lallana out again. Not the best news. A team that has interest in, but obviously a lot of potential rotation, is the next game, which is Man City up against Burnley. What are your thoughts about Man City? I can't wait to see your predicted lineup, because good luck.
I know. I think, City, Chelsea, and Liverpool are going to be very, very tough this week because of what I mentioned earlier. You know, the Champions League game's coming up in the midweek, and all of these teams are in action against bottom half sides, you know, clubs you'd expect them to put the sword, even with a few key players being rested. So yeah, City team wise, it's just Diaz and Cole Palmer who are out. Ruben Diaz is another 10 days to 2 weeks away, so he might not even be back for the Liverpool game. And that's it. John Stones did withdraw from the England squad, but wasn't mentioned by Pep today, so we assume he's fine. It's a case of who gets the nod. Pep did say that there'd be a few players returning a bit tired from international duty, so we'll look to minutes. I'll try and round up the minutes later on for certain key teams as to, you know, how much game time they've had with their countries. We know that De Bruyne hasn't had any. He was not included in Belgium's squad because Martinez was looking to younger players and more inexperienced players. I think anyone with less than 50 caps. So De Bruyne is fully rested and raring to go, which is not the case for, I think, most of the rest of the City team, bar Kyle Walker. Edison, by the way, he came back from international duty with Brazil with, I believe it was gastroenteritis. But again, wasn't mentioned by Pep today, so we assume he's fine.
Interesting. Okay, and they're playing Burnley, a team they tend to beat quite heavily. What's their status?
Yeah, it was a mere 2-0 back at the end you had in the reverse fixture. But yeah, it's generally 5 or 6. Burnley, as was really, in terms of injury news. So it's the same group of players who are out. Peters, me, Vidra and Goodmanson, they were all unavailable, I believe, in the last game week, and they're still out. In fact, me and Peters have got very little chance of recovering for Wednesday against Everton, according to Dyche, which is that he doubts that they'll be back. I think there's only Vidra who's got a chance of that quartet. Nathan Collins is out of this one as well. He's suspended. So it looks like Kevin Long back in at centre-half alongside Tarkowski. He's not played a minute this season, Kevin Long. He's the fourth choice centre-half. So I suspect it could be a mauling at Turf Moor. And if you've got Nick Pope, at least there'll be plenty of save points.
Have you got any City players?
I haven't. Do you know what? I haven't.
No, me neither.
I've got Trent, who I'm still half considering selling, but obviously I wouldn't be able to get him back with my poor team value. So if he's gone, he's gone for the rest of the season now. So I did toy with the idea of bringing in Cancelo or Robertson for Trent, but I'll have to have a good think about that tonight. If it was any other game week, you know, not before Champions League midweek, then I'd be all over getting the likes of Cancelo back in. But I've just got this nagging doubt about some players this week with those European nights on the horizon.
Kevin Long to be the double game week hero.
He's fourth choice, million, I think. Yeah, yeah. He could. It's always someone like that, isn't it? Who comes out of the differential zone to rag up the holes. But I'll not be buying him. I'll tell you that now.
Okay, next game, Chelsea. Another team with a player who everyone's interested in, which is Reece James. And there is some pretty positive news if you've held on to him for this long.
There is. He's in the squad for tomorrow. So he's not just fit. He's not just in contention. Tuchel says he's in the squad for the Brentford game. It's only Hudson-Odoi and Chilwell who are out. Hudson-Odoi's got this Achilles problem, but he's also got lower back pain as well. So those two are out. So we assume everyone else is fine. So that includes Christensen, includes James. Thiago is okay as well. I mean, one of the reasons why we put Chalobah in the bus team picks was because we thought that Christensen was out. We thought that Thiago might not be risked after coming back from international duty with Brazil, but he didn't play a third game, as has been the case in the past, and he's come back a little bit earlier than he has done in the past. So I think Brazil were in action in the early hours of Wednesday, and then he's come back later, come back after that. Still a bit of a tight turnaround, but he's in contention anyway, according to his boss. Pulisic is the one returning international who they're going to monitor. Now, he was in action for USA, I think, on, was it Thursday night or Wednesday night? It was very late on anyway. And he is fatigued, according to his boss, so they're going to monitor him. But yeah, apart from that, it's just Hudson and Odoi and Chilwell who are definitely out.
Does Reece go straight back in?
Now, yeah, again, I'm going to have to, it seems like I'm dodging the questions, but I'm going to have to, because I've just come off the back of listening to all these pressers, so there's a lot to absorb. Initially, that my prediction would have been something like a back four of Aspi, maybe Chalobah, Rudiger and Saar. I was thinking just off the back of international minutes and flags and things like that. But now I'll have to sort of rethink the whole thing again, because yeah, not only is James fit, but we think Christensen's in contention, Thiago as well. So there's going to be a lot of pouring over forums and aggregated lineups. Thank God for Emma, who does team news aggregation for Chelsea, because that always something I look at to see if my thinking's aligning with the Chelsea fan base. But yeah, there's a lot to absorb before I do the predicted lineups.
Yeah, keep your eye on Fancy Scout and the predicted lineups to see what Neil goes with. I'm back, by the way. I fixed my camera. do you want to know what was wrong with my camera? It's quite a. I could give you a million guesses as to what you think was wrong with it, and you'd
never
guess.
Was a dog in front of it or something?
It was close. My other pet. I've got a tortoise, and he's gone under the table, and he's got tangled in the wire, and he pulled it. He pulled it out.
Well, right. I wouldn't have guessed that. Good grief.
So I've moved him. I moved him over to the other side of the room, and now I'm back.
Oh, get him on! Get him on Scoutcast! Get him on the video. It's far more interesting than what I'm seeing.
There's another amusing story about my tortoise, but I'll save it for another time as well. Yeah. what about Brentford?
I hope I'm sounding better. By the way, I've kind of moved my.
We're all good now. You sound good. I'm back. Everything's fixed itself.
Good stuff.
Great.
Yeah, on to Brentford. Yeah, it's the West London derby of sorts. They're mostly fine. So it's just Josh De Silva, who was suspended. Now he's injured. He's got a hamstring injury. I don't think there's any other concerns mentioned by Thomas Frank. Christian Eriksen, of course, missed out in game week 30 with, I think it was COVID, but he's played for Denmark since, so he's fine.
Excellent. Okay, next game. Marsh and Leeds. Rafinha. Mm. Is he going to get points? The answer is probably no.
Yeah.
But is he going to play?
It sounds like it. Yeah, he's been, obviously he was out of, again, game week 30 with COVID, and then didn't travel to South America with Brazil. But he's been back in training this week, and there's nothing to suggest he's not going to be involved this weekend. He's been cited on training ground videos as well. I think he's straight back in for this one. Pretty decent news on the injury front for Leeds, in the sense that Llorente is fine, Clich is fine as well. Those two came off in game week 30, but they've recovered. Cooper and Phillips are okay as well. They were long-term injury absentees. They came back into the squad for that Wolves match, and now they're ready to start, according to Marsh. But he did say that only one would start, because otherwise it would be booking in two substitutions, because they're probably not quite ready to start to play 90 minutes. So we might see one or two of Cooper or Phillips. As for the less positive news... pre-existing injuries, Shackleton, Firpo, Hjelde and Roberts, they're all still out. And they've been joined by Bamford, unfortunately, who came off against Wolves. And now it's been confirmed that he'll be out for 6 weeks with his foot issue. Could be back for the final two games of the season. His boss was pretty optimistic on that front, but you wouldn't bank on it with what he's been through this year. One other player of note, it's Ilan Meslier, who came off again. There was four substitutions in that match. Came off against Wolves with a hip contusion, I believe it was called. Didn't train in the first week at Leeds and didn't go away with France under-21s. But now he's expected to feature against them.
Interesting. It's interesting with Bamford's comments about the injury as well, because he was kind of saying he knew he was going to get injured, but he still played anyway. Which was a bit alarming.
Especially as Marsh said when he came in, that effectively Bielsa have been putting players at risk by overusing them or not playing them when they've been fully fit. And then, lo and behold, he gets re-injured again. So, as Leeds were saying, that it's probably the best thing that's happened to Bamford, because now he can really get to the root of the problem. And hopefully for next season, he can return to contention. I'd be interested to see what his price is next year, because FPL will... Will they mark him down maybe to 7, perhaps? 7.5? He might come back into the thinking if Leeds stay up, of course. On to Southampton, who they're playing, Leeds, and I don't think there's much to report. Hasenhüttl wasn't aware of any fresh injury concerns. The only thing is that he was the first off the rank, I think, on Thursday. He was Thursday morning press conference, and he hadn't seen a lot of his players yet. But he wasn't aware of any fresh concerns from his returning internationals. Plus, they've had players back in training. Will Smallbone, who had COVID. Romeo, who had a stomach illness. And Nathan Teller, who's been out with a groin issue. They're all going back in training. Alex McCarthy is back on the grass as well in light training. So they haven't got many players who are definitely out. I think it's just Liango, who is red flagged. Not much else to report on the injury front. There was a bit of... chat about Armando Broa and he's sort of dipping levels a bit. There wasn't anything to read, I think, too much into it. I mean, Hasenhüttl was saying that sometimes you see one version of the player and then other times you'll see a less positive version, echoing what he said earlier in the season when he wasn't starting him. Questioned his work rate, I think. There was a bit of that. But then again, there was a bit of positivity about... the reverse fixture, which is when he kick-started his Southampton career with a goal against Leeds. So he's not nailed for sure. I think Adams is now, you'd think, first choice, I think, up top. And Broja has been benched in the last two in League and Cup. Certainly not a guarantee that he starts this one, but hopefully for those who've got him, he comes back into the fray here, because it's a very good fixture against a team who haven't kept a clean sheet, I think, since game week 14.
Mm. He can't play in next week either, right?
He can't, Chelsea. Yeah, that's right. Yep. Yeah, he's ineligible.
Yeah, probably a not buy at the moment. Yeah. Wait for 33, see if he's got his place back. Okay, Wolves are next. The Midlands Derby. Wolves v Villa. Problems for Wolves?
There are, yeah. Through the spine of the team. So Jimenez is suspended until game week 34 now because Wolves are without a fixture in 33. Ruben Neves is out as well. He's been in great form. He's out until May with a knee issue. So that's two key players from the middle of the park. Bit more positive, Neto and Semedo are back in training. Bruno Lage was a bit coy on whether Semedo would be involved. He said, let's see, when asked if he was ready to play. I think he's been out about 5 weeks or 6 weeks with a muscle problem. So hasn't long been back in training. Neto probably has more of a chance because he's not only had less of an absence, but he's been back in training for longer, so he could be involved. But that's it, I think, on the injury front.
Yep. And Villa?
Villa, yes. Pretty quiet again. Nakamba's back involved with the under-23s tonight. He's been out for, I think, 4 months. And he was their only red flag player, I think. Luca Digne was absent from game week 30, but he recovered to play for France soon after that. And he's come through that unscathed. I think Courtney Howes was the only other one who was an injury concern. There was nothing mentioned about him, and I think it was an abdominal issue, and it wasn't expected to keep him out for long. I think Birmingham Live said he would be probably back for this one. So I'll watch Gerrard's presser, but he won't be troubling the starting 11 anyway. I think Digne was the key line for that. He's fine.
I saw Leon Bailey scored for Jamaica.
He did.
Last night.
He did, yeah. He's has there ever been a shorter-lived bandwagon than the 20 minutes he got? It was against Everton where he hammered in that thumping half volley and then he assisted one, I think, as well. And everyone was suddenly on him. And then he injured himself in the same game and was out. And he's never really come back to the record since. Gerrard doesn't seem to be much of a fan.
No.
He's been sort of... Yeah, he's. I think he's been back in... doing cameo appearances off the bench, but I think it was his last press conference. Gerrard said him and Traore need to prove that they're worthy of inclusion. And he's not a natural fit when they're playing this very narrow system.
He's got something about him, clearly.
He has, yeah.
He needs to stay injury free. He needs minutes. And I don't think he's going to get that at Villa. So, I mean, they paid quite a lot for him, right? Did they pay about 30 million for him? Something like that?
Yeah, it was part of the Grealish money, wasn't it? It was a lot.
Yeah. Wonder what happened with him. Great. If everyone is enjoying this stream, please consider liking it and subscribing to the channel. We've got another four teams to go, but we appreciate your support as we go. Let's move on to surely a game that promises goals, which is United versus Leicester. And, old sick notes injured again.
Who's that? Cavani or Vardy?
Cavani. Well, Cavani was who I was referring to.
Yeah, Cavani's out. He's for another couple of weeks as well, so he's winding down his time at United.
What's he got now? He's always injured.
I think it's a calf problem this time. He came off, he's playing for Uruguay during the week, and I think it was reported as a muscular problem, so he's out for another couple of weeks. And, he's not long for the Premier League. I think he'll be off in the summer. He's the only one I've seen who was flagged as a doubt for this one. I think everyone else is fine. There was a lot of talk in Rangnick's press here about Maguire, of course, getting booed, and then Fernandes obviously getting his new contract. So I haven't seen anything else. I'll delve a bit deeper in the afternoon goes, but I suspect people aren't bringing in United players this week anyway. As for Leicester, who folk will be considering with the doubles coming up, they've just had a fixture in blank game week 30, of course, which I think kick-started the interest. So they've got a clutch of problems, really. Bertrand, Ward and Ndidi are probably out for the season. Vardy is still sidelined. We thought he may be back for this, but he's out with a knee issue and he's going to be assessed over the next 1 or 2 weeks, according to Rodgers. So no guarantees he'll be back for 32 either. Fresh concern is Luke Thomas. It sounds like he's going to miss this one as well. And he's got a hamstring problem. Picked that up with England under 21s. So he's probably out of this one. Albrighton's fit. And Evans and Fofana are fit. No adverse reactions to their recent comebacks. Rodgers saying he wasn't sure whether Evans is going to start or not, whether he'll complete 90 minutes. Barnes isn't flagged, because Roger says he's trained this week, but he did have an ankle knock, apparently. Mm. Something that completely escaped my attention. And you might have seen this image on social media of Barnes with strapping. Did you see that picture?
Barnes at the swimming pool.
Yeah, when Madison's doing this.
Weird, like, voyeur.
Everyone, see, this is the team news guy and me. Everyone was looking at Madison's athleticism, and I was concentrating on a bandage on Barnes' foot.
Some people might just be a verruca or something on his.
Yeah, it's all like. It's a trick you want to think about this time, because Leicester are, they're not quite on the beach domestically, but they are now definitely prioritising Europe. I don't think there's any question about that. They've got PSV to come, I think, on Thursday, and then again the return legs the following week. So it'll be interesting to see what Rodgers does on Saturday against United, whether he doesn't risk someone like Barnes, who you probably ordinarily play through the pain barrier. I don't think it's anything serious. It's just, why would he risk a player like Barnes ahead of a PSV doubleheader?
Don't say that, Neil. Don't say
that. Have you got him?
Yeah.
Have you? Well, I did see, who was it, Andy Martin or Sam Martin, who does the Leicester predictions?
Oh, yeah, that got me.
He did an April Fool this morning. Neil Madison at Barnes, and then he had Vestergaard playing. That was an April Fool. but yes, I mean, it's a valid question. I think so long as Leicester are still in this Conference League, then there's concerns about who they're going to pick in the following league game or in the preceding league game. And that is a bit of a worry this week. I think because Madison and Barnes haven't been away with their countries, I think he will get some sort of rhythm into them. So for players like that who haven't, Madison, I think, as well, who haven't been involved with their countries, you'll probably get minutes of some variety. But it'll be this ongoing week-to-week uncertainty, I think, so far as we go. Which is the case for a lot of teams now, I guess. But yeah, injury-wise, it's whoever I've said so far.
How has Barnes hurt his ankle in an international break where he hasn't gone away?
Well, he maybe did it against Brentford. I don't know. Maybe he picked
ages
up against
ago. Him.
That was, yeah, was that a fortnight ago? But he is trained this week, and Roger said he trained well, so I don't think there's... Maybe we're reading too much into that strapping.
I'm concerned. okay, West Ham versus Everton. Is it true that Everton haven't won away since August?
They've got the worst away record in the division, and that's including Norwich and Watford and teams like that. And they've got two away games in Game Week 31. So anyone who's thinking about going heavy on Everton, just think twice about that. I mean, they have got two good fixtures. So West Ham's defensively not the best, and Burnley, similarly, been struggling a bit of late, conceding goals. But Everton themselves have been absolutely dire on the road. I mean, following up some decent home performances, the City game at Goodison was pretty good display, and they beat Newcastle. And then they went and got humped by Palace, 4-0 in the Cup, 4-0. Yeah. So, yeah, they're a bit Jekyll and Hyde. Injury-wise, anyone who's thinking about Everton assets for 31, it's the same as before, I believe. So Mina... and Townsend and Delph. Townsend got an injury in the cup and is out for the season now. Mina's going to be back in a fortnight. Delph's out for next week. Alan suspended as well from that red card against Newcastle. But that's it. So no other injury reported. Lampard was saying Calvert-Lewin's benefited from the fortnight break. He's worked really well. He said he wasn't match fit before this break, so that'll incentivise a few people, I'm sure, if they're thinking about a Jimenez replacement, for example. But he hasn't been even starting the last few, so it remains to be seen whether he's thrust straight back into the lineup of West Ham. But yes, that's it. As for West Ham, very interesting comment from Moyes about Jared Bowen, if anyone's still got him. He's been back in training. So there was a glimmer of hope offered by Moyes over him and Kufal, who has been out with a hernia problem. Both of those players have been back in the grass. He snatched that hope away pretty quickly by saying they've got a chance, but he thinks match fitness is still an issue. He then went on to say he hopes that Bowen's going to be back on the pitch in the next couple of weeks. So from having a chance against Everton on Sunday to being back within a fortnight is a bit different.
Standard Moyes.
Yeah, standard Moyes. And I suspect he won't be involved against Everton. I don't think they're going to rush him back with, again, European night to come on Thursday. Ogbonna is the only one who's a long-term absentee. And again, I don't think there's anything fresh other than Lanzini's fine after a car crash. He ditched his car in a ditch. And He is okay. He's a bit sore quantum-wise, but he's otherwise fine.
Okay. Good. Spurs versus Newcastle. Next up.
Yep. Yeah, as you were for Spurs, so Sessegnon, Tanganga and Skip are all out. Sessegnon and Skip could be back next week, just if you're a Region owner, just as a word of warning.
Mm.
But no fresh concerns. Davies is fine, by the way. He came back from Wales duty as a precaution. Newcastle, still without Trippier, still without Wilson. Wilson's going to be touch and go for the end of the season. Trippier could be back sooner than that, though. He's having a scan today, and if it all is good, then they're going to push for him to start his return to training, because it's a bone fracture. It's not a muscular problem, so hopefully once that's healed, it's healed, and he's just match fitness after that. As for the rest of them, pretty good news as well on Dubravka and Shah, who people might have as budget assets. Dubravka had an illness. It wasn't angina, as initially rumoured. I think there was some lost in translation remarks there. I think he had tonsillitis or something. But he's been back in training as of yesterday. And Fabian Scher, even before that, has been back in training. So Howe said that he was hopeful on both of those two. Shelby's back in as well. He's been on the grass after recovering from COVID. Hasn't done every session, but he's been training for the best part of this week. And yeah, the other comments from Howe are about the return internationals, which is a sentiment that will be echoed by a lot of managers. It's about the players who returned late. So for Newcastle, for example, we've got Almiron. We've got Bruno Guimaraes as well. Players back late from South America, mainly. But we've got an extra day of recovery. We've got Tottenham on Sunday, so that shouldn't really be an issue for either side.
Dubravka's straight back in, isn't he, if he's been training?
Yes, he's our first choice. There's no question about that. I think he's, with it being an illness as well, you know, it's not like much even sort of stamina should be an issue for a goalkeeper. He should be straight back in. I'm not expecting that to be the case. Howe has been slippery in the past when he's been at Bournemouth, but so far at Newcastle he's been as good as his word.
Yep. Well, I might need him because we come on to our final two teams. One of which is Arsenal, who are playing Palace, and the big concerns are around their goalkeeper, Aaron Ramsdale.
Yeah, it's the one remaining concern, because Arsenal had a few issues over the last fortnight. Saka pulled out of the England squad with COVID, but Arteta said yesterday that he's expecting him to train and be fine. They've got Monday night as well to recover from this, so he'll be absolutely fine. Even Tomiyasu could be back for this. He's been out for, I think, 2 months. He's had a recurring calf problem all year, and they've been very careful with him, but Arteta says it's going to be close for him to be back, and he's been back training.
He's been saying that for like 10 weeks.
He has. Just judging, I mean, he's. I think with Tomiyasu, he's been saying we'll see or something non-committal. We'll have to be careful. But he did seem more bullish on his prospects for this one. I do think that he won't play, despite all that. I do think he'll keep Cedric. I don't think there's any reason to rush him back. Cedric's done all right. I know he's not the same player, but he's been performing pretty well, better than what people were thinking, really. So I think Tomiyasu might come back. Maybe they'll give him some minutes first and then ease him back in. So Ramsdale's the one remaining concern, really. He still hasn't trained as of Thursday. This was a press conference yesterday. Still hadn't trained then, and this hamstring problem had so far was still causing him pain and discomfort. So I think it sounds like Leno's going to be between the posts, barring any miraculous recovery. So yeah, still no time frame on that. It was weeks originally from Arteta. No specific date, so he's still like a 50-50 flag in FPL. I think he'll miss out.
It's going to be a lot of Fosters coming off the bench.
A lot of Fosters, a lot of Sanchez's, and a lot of Dubravka's. Sod's low that Dubravka and Sanchez had these question marks over them, but it sounds like they're both fine.
Yep. And then finally is Palace, last team to talk about.
Well, yeah, one boost to Arsenal's clean sheet prospects would be Zaha and Alicia missing out, who've been responsible for a lot of their goals of late, and they are doubts for this game. Both of those players picked up problems with their international teams. Alicia came back from the France under-21s with foot inflammation, and Zaha has a hamstring issue. Now, neither player is completely ruled out yet. Again, this was yesterday, Vieira giving his press conference. They're still in the medical room as of Thursday. They hadn't trained as of Thursday. But Vieira was cautiously optimistic. He says they've got a chance of featuring. Didn't rule either of them out. Again, what I'll say on that front is that they've got an FA Cup semi-final in less than a fortnight's time, or less than a fortnight after the Arsenal game. And why would he risk them for a dead rubber on their part? I mean, it's not for Arsenal, but for Palace, there's little to gain now. They're not going to qualify for Europe domestically. They're not going to get relegated. So my thinking would be, why would you risk those two key, probably your best two attackers, for what is a meaningless game on their half? So maybe you'll go with Ayew and Edouard or Schlupp, either side of Mateta. That's just my thinking. You might think differently. Otherwise, MacArthur could be back. He's been back in training, and as could Nathan Ferguson, who we still haven't seen.
Right.
We still haven't seen, I don't think, kick a ball since he moved to Palace 2 seasons ago. But he's been back in training, and this one was a 6-week hamstring layoff. So obviously he's not going to start, but we could see him involved in a matchday squad. And who knows, maybe by the end of the season, we might see him on the pitch.
I can't believe you still think he's real. No, he's a myth. Doesn't exist.
He's a name that's been used to flush out their homegrown contingent or something in the squad list. Maybe.
Yeah. Was it you that said he's the first player to ever have a prize rise without ever taking a second foot on the pitch? Because he was 4 minutes. Is he 4 or 5 now?
Was he? I think he might be, actually, yeah.
He's 4 or 5.
Fan, yeah, is he's really? All his accomplishments in 2020-21 with those 0 minutes. Yeah, I think he was underpriced at the start of that initial campaign, and everyone was on him in pre-season, and then he hasn't kicked the ball since. So, yeah, what FPL have seen in him in the physio room to warrant the price rise? Maybe next season he'll be back down to 4.
He played 8 minutes in game week 19.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he get
remember that?
I see. I withdraw my comments. He's a veritable James Ward-Prowse. yeah. Oh, well, I didn't notice that.
No, but, no. We must have talked about it on that. I'll find that video out and see if I can find us mentioning him.
Was that over Christmas or something? Was it game week 19, did you see? I'd probably just blanked that period out now. But yeah, it's...
That was Boxing Day.
Was it? Okay. Mm. I must have missed that. I mixed the flurry of games. Wow, well, fair enough. He's got 1 point to his name in the last 2 seasons.
Yes. Yep.
So yeah, he could be back in a matchday squad, but no more so than that.
Yep. Perfect. That's it. That is all 20 teams covered. Neil, thank you. Awesome as always. I will be keeping my eye on your predicted lineups for the weekend, as should everyone else. They'll be updated, later today?
Yeah, a lot of them are done already. I think there's about 14 or 15 done. It's sort of big guns now who I've got to focus my attention on. I think it's City, Chelsea, Liverpool, and maybe United I've got left.
Yep, perfect. If you're interested in that, head over to fantasyfootballscout.co.uk, head to the team news tab at the top and click predicted lineups, and you'll see what Neil is predicting for the weekend. Neil, thank you so much, as always. No more international breaks, so we'll be back regularly on the Friday. But until next week, I'll see you soon.
Yeah, and thanks everyone for watching, and thanks everyone for nice comments as well, because we do get lots of nice comments every week, and I don't respond to them live, because if I have anything else live running on my laptop, it crashes, as you've seen over the last few months. So yeah, thanks very much for the kind words. I do appreciate it, and see you next week.
We had a bit of a shaky start, but we pulled it around. We pulled it around to the second half. Yeah, nice.